April is Child Abuse Prevention Month in this province. 4 cases of child abuse are reported daily in Newfoundland and Labrador. That number is particularly disturbing considering the fact it's widely known that only 10% of incidents are ever reported. Connie Pike is a committee member of Miles for Smiles Foundation. She joins me live in studio this morning. Good to see you, Connie.
Thank you for having me.
So it's one thing to have an awareness month. We talk about child abuse prevention. What's government's role in prevention versus just reacting after the fact?
Well, I think that there needs to be a joint effort for sure. And we've seen recently where education and justice are leading efforts. But for us at Miles for Smiles, we'd really like to see health get more involved. We believe that child abuse is a major, major risk factor in children's health. For a variety of reasons. We'd like to see more proactive efforts from children, seniors, and social development department. Right now, their primary mandate is to react to situations, but these efforts have to be combined, I believe, and with these 4 lead departments taking more of a role in prevention, we may be able to make a difference. And as you mentioned off the top, these 4 cases, and that's a minimum, 4 cases every day in this province, that's one every 6 hours, knowing that only 10% are reported, that means there are 36 children every single day suffering in silence, who aren't being helped, who aren't being heard, and who live with those repercussions. I know of adults now who fit into that category as children. They were one of the 36. And for a variety of reasons, whether they weren't able to report at the time, they were threatened not to report, or it was some big family secret and you couldn't tell anyone. All of these things that happened to them at that time are now surfacing in their adult life, in manifesting in a variety of negative ways.
Sometimes when we mention child abuse, or someone who suffered child abuse when they were younger, whether it be in criminal justice or a mental health issue or opioid addiction, we're not offering excuses. We're connecting dots here.
Exactly.
So the lifelong implications, give us some understanding what it means for long-term mental health, abuse, incarceration, and the like.
Well, the numbers are staggering. If one were to read the statistics, for instance, if a child witnesses, and this is just witnessing, one adverse event in their household, so if that child is living in a dysfunctional environment and there's domestic violence, and I can assure you that children who are in that environment witness more than one time, but if they do, their health risk by the time they're 6 is doubled. They witness 3-4 more events, their health risk triples. And then witnessing even more than that, which most do, just one aspect, the likelihood that they will develop an addictions issue is tenfold. So translate that into their growth, into teenage years, into adulthood. You're going to see more people incarcerated because they're acting out, and oftentimes we don't understand that component. But fight or flight develops really, really early. Some scientists say now it develops in utero. That children, you know, coming into that environment already know their response. It's really staggering. Children who grow into adulthood with these addictions issues, you know, there's not an inability to learn, but an apprehension because they can't focus, they can't get down to the nitty-gritty of what their issue is, and particularly the ones that I've mentioned, those 36 children who suffer in silence. If there's never been an opportunity for those children to have their situation resolved or have some kind of justice, then that just carries through into their adult lives. In everyday living, they are carrying that weight for the rest of it. And, you know, it carries on then, it perpetuates not only into their adult life, but maybe into their children's lives. Like, there's always that element of harm, potential harm. We've seen people not only incarcerated, but we've seen people with mental health issues, people with addictions issues. People have committed suicide, you know, because of these kinds of horrific upbringings. And we're not doing enough. We're not connecting those dots, as you mentioned.
Yeah, something has to change insofar as prevention goes. Just think of the trauma suffered by an adult in an abusive relationship. Now put that trauma in the mind of a developing child. It's extraordinary. Connie, let's pick this up again on Open Line where we have more time.
Okay, great. Okay. I'll call this morning.
Okay, great. That's Connie Pike, committee member for Miles for Smiles Foundation.